not have any problem following the complex and difficult English that actually the English speakers can't understand. Because we have an interpreter, a credentialed interpreter here, and we have plenty of headsets. So let me urge anyone to at least try it out. You might find that if you like it. I'm going to ask Stormy Scott to chair the meeting, if she's willing. And then, the first order of business is the public discussion. You have three minutes to present.
Okay, I'm officially calling the ANC 1D meeting to order 7:10 p.m. on 5/18/2010. We'll start with open discussion. I'd like to encourage you, if you have cell phones, to silence your cell phones. Silence means put it on vibrate, alert, stab, nick, anything but other than everyone else getting to hear it. Oh, thank you. Do we have the cordless available?
Here we have.
Okay. Well, maybe they can use this microphone. Oh, I'm so sorry. Commissioners, President, it's so seldom I have a full house. McKay, Tunda, Lepanto, Bosserman, Scott, and Edwards. All commissioners are present. Thank you.
Okay, we've got the wireless now. We have the wireless.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming to this meeting tonight. My name is Heidi Vanegas from Heidi's Restaurant. I'm a neighbor and I'm owner of Heidi's. Tonight, I'm here to ask for the support of my public space application and be able to have a 12 tables in front of Heidi's. We have a 17 feet wide street. We want to keep like a 7 and 10 for the pedestrian. And also, I want to pass a resolution to support my CN application. We want to have the right to open a next door. Hades used to be a two house and they combined in one. We have two doors. We just was blocking with a wood. We just want to open. And on the 26th is our hearing. We want to able to have something in writing to support our application. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Jasmine Romero. I'm the president of the 145 Mount Pleasant Street Tenant Association, the Fund Hades employer. I'm here for 3 points. The first point is the Tenant Association, we support to Haiti for the sidewalk cafe, you know, like at Don Juan. The application for the second emergency door. And she's playing like that, but I want to explain something. She's playing like that. And another one is we need the ANC support that we finish the agreement for another organization and ANC make agreement with us with legally. Thank you. In Espanol? No.
I didn't understand the perfect. I didn't understand what you were saying about the agreement.
Oh, we need to support the ANC. We need to finish the agreement for another organization. And ANC make agreement with the whole neighborhood. I mean, this is normally. for me and another neighbors too.
The voluntary agreement.
But the business.
Right.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Claudia Schlossberg. I just wanted to report that we did get the decision in Don Juan's appeal. I meant to bring it, and I forgot. However, we won. The court, however, because they're a reviewing court, remanded the case back down to the board for determination as to whether the MPNAVA should be terminated. We are required to have a meeting with the folks down there within 60 days, and then the court wants reports every 30 days thereafter. It was a very short couple of paragraphs, and when I get the chance, I will try to scan it and send it out to folks. Thank you.
I've distributed it already.
Oh, you did? Okay.
To the whole commission.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
No.
I've just been a little distracted this last couple weeks.
Wayne Kahn, former ANC rep, would just like to comment on, you know, Hades app is a good app for the sidewalk, witnessing the way the street feels with the new tables in front of Don Juan's on that corner has totally changed the aspect of that corner in terms of feeling like neighborhood, seeing people out. And it works, and it doesn't hurt. So, a positive hope for another one on the sidewalk.
Hello, everyone. I would like to speak on behalf. I'm applying for a variance to put a garage.
Excuse me, could you give us your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, my name is Michael Sims, and I am a former ANC commissioner from a few terms back. I live on Park Road, 1814 Park Road, and I'm applying to put a garage with a deck on it in the rear. Both my neighbors on both sides have supported it, and most of the garage in the alley have garages, and a few do already have decks on them as well. So, just here to ask for the support of the ANC and the community so that I can get this garage going that I've been trying for about a year or so through the process. Thanks. And just if I can add, I'm a frequent visitor to Hades. It's a very lovely restaurant, and to sit outside and enjoy the breeze would be great as well, because it does add a different flavor to the community when you see people sitting out enjoying themselves. Thank you.
Greg.
Just to alert you, we have a resolution where we're asking people to submit their complete documentation to us electronically at least 2 weeks in advance of our next business meeting. So what that means is that if you would like the ANC to pass a resolution, we need to get from you the paperwork. Yes.
Jack.
We have had this for a couple of months. I have distributed it. This was on the agenda last month. We just didn't get around to it. Don't blame Mike.
Okay.
We've had the materials.
Okay, so we're moving on with public discussion.
Hello. My name is Ari Goldstein. I'm from Mount Pleasant Main Streets, here to speak on the topic of the Transportation Enhancement Grant. I would like to clarify a few things and go over the grant briefly. The primary topics of the grant were to address four issues. One, installing and upgrading bicycle and pedestrian facilities for increased safety and improved circulation. Two, incorporating important streetscape and landscaping along the street and in Lamont Park for beautification and to enhance pedestrian experience. Three, adding amenities to attract pedestrians and bicyclists to the main street, thus reducing reliance on private automobiles. Four, enhancing the function of public space, including Lamont Park, to support diverse cultural, recreational, commercial, and educational activities. We applied for funding through the Department of Transportation and the Federal Highway Administration through a specific grant program for tangible items. We applied for share the road signs for bicycles painted on the road, as well as posted signs, a mid-block crosswalk to Lamont Park in front of Heller's Bakery, where people typically cross illegally, recessed tree boxes, including civil engineering, drainage, sidewalk demolition, and soil and planting, removing the fences surrounding the trees in the park, adding benches around the tree boxes in Lamont Park, commercial-grade outdoor string lights at Mount Pleasant and Irving Street and Mount Pleasant and Park Road to celebrate the neighborhood the way the Chinatown celebrates their neighborhood with an arch. The business association had requested this over the past. Lighting in the park, painting the Cobra lights black, and benches along Mount Pleasant Street. So that is 11 items. We came to the ANC in August to bring this up, and we were entirely open for discussion since then. We received no commentary at that point. In November, we scheduled a meeting. I came and made a presentation where we had a roundtable discussion and went through point by point what each of these is and where it would go. We received little to no commentary on that. Jack raised some concern about the bike share the lane symbols on Park Road, and we are willing to take those out of the grant. We discussed that at a meeting in February. And now it's May, and we would like a resolution from the ANC to support the grant for improvement to the neighborhood in public space. We understand that there is a pedestrian encounter zone resolution as well. We do not see these as mutually exclusive. We actually see this grant as supporting the elements of the pedestrian encounter zone. We have been open with the ANC since August about what we are trying to do prior to applying for the grant, and have had very little communication from the ANC to Mount Pleasant Main Street as to the details specific to the grant. There's been a lot of resistance from the ANC to the grant, and frankly, we don't understand why anybody would oppose trees and benches and some of these other relatively minor amenities. Thank you.
Dave?
Yeah, there has been a lot of communications. I don't think the ANC has issued any resistance. The individual commissioners may have talked to you. And I see that there is a resolution on the docket tonight. I hope that we get to it very quickly, commending Main Street for getting this grant and wishing them the best of luck. And we would want to work with you.
Thank you.
Greg.
I've tried on several occasions to set up a meeting for an open discussion of relations with Main Street and with the project specifically, and those attempts have failed.
Further discussion?
Good evening. My name is Gabriela Vega, and I'm actually the transportation planner for Ward 1 with the District Department of Transportation. And we have met with Commissioner McKay and Commissioner Edwards at our offices about 60 days ago to explain the legal issues of the Transportation Enhancement Grant, and also to receive information from them about their pedestrian encounter zone. I'm here to answer any questions any of the other commissioners may have. I'm hoping that they support the Transportation Enhancement Grant. I do want to clarify again that the grant is very specific. It cannot be modified from the application because it's funded with federal dollars. We are audited by Federal Highway So there is no modification. There may be some modification as to maybe the number of benches or the number of trees, but we cannot substitute items. We cannot substitute benches for a fountain or street lights for new roadway design, any of that. So I just want to clarify that. I want to put it out on the table. And I will be happy to answer any of the commissioners' questions. We want the grant to move forward. If the money is not used, it will be lost. If the ANC does not support the grant, and we get a resolution opposing it, DDOT will move the money to another organization. We have many applications each year. Last year was the last year that DDOT received transportation enhancement grant money. We do not have money for other years. We're looking into other sources of funding, but it's up in the air. So if the ANC and the community does not want to support it, then the money will be lost. There will be no improvements along Mount Pleasant Street, the streetscape, and the money will go somewhere else. So I just want to put that on the table, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay. While we're here, I've seen several heads nodding and several folks wanting to speak. So I'm going to start up here, and then we'll come back out there for all those heads that was going this way and whatever. Phil.
Thank you. Can you guys hear this okay?
I think it's off.
I think it needs to be turned up.
Yeah.
That mic.
Yeah. There.
Okay. Thank you. Can you tell us what is the deadline that the ANC must take action?
We have given the ANC, Greg Edwards, and Jack requested that we give additional 30 days notice from the letter that they had received. I think it was May 10 or May 6, May 7th. So I believe they asked for a deadline of June 6th. We've extended the deadline for comments. Basically, the ANC would have to give us a resolution, I believe. That's, I think, what the email stated, right, Greg?
No. But let me answer. There's several things.
Okay. Wait a minute.
So I believe that's the new deadline. Just we've given 30 days.
Dave, did you get? Oh, I thought I saw you, none. Jack, Greg.
First of all, I think to say the money will be lost is misleading, because it would go to other projects in D.C. So it's not lost money.
It's lost in Mount Pleasant.
But that's our oath of office, is to work for the betterment of all D.C. Next, it's not without fear or favor. You've got the dates wrong. It's the 16th.
Oh.
And what I asked for in my emails was that DDOT start to follow the law, which says that they must grant 30 days, business days notice, not counting weekends and holidays. So we just asked for essentially what the law would provide. And the arrangement after a first-class notice, which is also required by the law. But we said that would be much later, but we said we suggested that the 16th would be perhaps a compromise and would be reasonable. So I just want to clarify that this. The other thing I'd like to clarify is that after talking with Aaron Rooms and Jeff Marudian in the Office of the Director, we tried to set up a meeting, and also with Jonathan Cass. We try to set up a meeting with the idea of setting a framework for further discussions about transportation ideas. We did not request a meeting about the TEP grant or those other issues. We showed up, and the agenda was changed, and we never got a chance to talk about what we had asked for, and was confirmed in an email to Associate Director Karina Ricks. So I would like to also say that that your presentation may mislead people about the nature of that meeting. And it was, we asked for one thing, and we were instead treated to a lecture that confirmed what had already been sent in other emails.
Okay. Claudia, did you have a comment you wanted to make?
I would just say that I hope the ANC supports this. I cannot fathom why we would not want to make these small improvements, particularly when the businesses here are trying and struggling so hard to improve the streetscape. So I just really, really hope that the ANC will just simply say, okay, let's go with it.
Okay. Are we moving on, or is this comment directed to this issue we're on right now?
Shortly, with the Business Association, Mount Pleasant Business Association, and we support this grant and hopes the ANC does as well.
Any further discussion on this one point here? Okay, we're moving on to the next one.
I just want to note for the audio record that was Alex Kramer.
Does anyone else have any public discussion?
What we do is we go zigzag. Okay.
All right. No further public discussion. We'll move on with the business of the evening. Chair's report.
First, on the library, consultant, the contractor, Brenda Fenton and I met with Jim Graham on Friday, and the council member was in the midst of a lot of other meetings, so our discussions was foreshortened, but he raised a lot of issues that were not addressed in the draft report so far, and the result is that we agreed to have another meeting to lay out in a clear way what his concerns are so they could be answered, and then to have another meeting with the library and the fire chief, and to present the further details about it. We also have the promise of a copy of the small area plan. I just had a copy pasted onto my front door, and I understand that others are going to arrive by first class mail, and I'd like to suggest that we use our informal meeting that's coming up once again to discuss issues of small area plan, and perhaps if people are interested in the voluntary agreement issue, because we seem to not have fully discussed these things.
Okay.
Seeing no objection, well then I'll publicize.
No, let me. I object. I have a place in the agenda for dealing with the informal meeting and deciding the topic of the informal meeting. I'd like to take it up at that time rather than bias the selection by having the chair define at this point what he wants it to be.
Okay. Nothing further from the chair's report. Moving on to the secretary's report, followed by the treasurer's report.
Okay. I distributed the minutes of the April 20th meeting. Are there any corrections to those minutes? Seeing no corrections, I will deem them accepted. Treasurer's report. I have checks, $100 for Tony for writing, for putting up posters. $161 to Rob Waldeck. That's the time he spent on the library issue. And I have a need to replenish the petty cash, which has dropped to about $15. So I would appreciate, I would like approval, formal approval of the commission for $185.73 to replenish the petty cash fund.
I second that motion.
Discussion? Any objections? All those in favor? 6-0.
Thank you. That completes the better at the treasurer's report.
Okay, beautiful. So we're doing, we have here the next meeting. Informal June 1st. Are we taking that up now as it is written here? And business meeting June 15th?
Yeah, Greg has suggested topics for the informal meeting. I have nothing else to suggest. Are there other suggestions?
No other suggestions? Are these dates okay with everybody for informal and business meeting? Seeing no objections, they're acceptable and we're moving on?
Well, let me, let's be explicit. So the topics on the informal meeting will be the small area plan and voluntary agreements. Is that correct?
Let me generalize it, small area plan and alternatives. It's how do we want the area around the commercial corridor to be improved? Because it is, there are other ideas other than those suggested by OP for how to best serve the people of Mount Pleasant.
Phil?
I'd like to request that we agree at this time not to undertake any official business during the informal meeting of June 1st.
I object.
Jack?
Our practice has been to avoid, if at all possible, undertaking any formal business at these informal meetings. But we do provide proper public notices of the meetings and posters for the meetings, just in case something comes up that absolutely has to be dealt with before the following meeting. That's the criterion. We will deal with a business issue only if it must be dealt with before the next regular business meeting.
Any further discussion on this? No? Okay. Well, we're going to move on, and tentatively that the topic, no one disagreed, will be as stated.
Well, if I could, the matter of the special exception for Mike Sims' garage, I think that could be handled in just a few seconds. I would like to see that taken up now, if that's acceptable.
Are we talking about the order of the open agenda now?
Yes.
Well, yeah, we are, but that's not what my last statement was. That's where Jack went.
This is number 10 on the agenda.
Then I think we got to look at the whole agenda.
I second Jack's motion.
Discussion?
I would really like to get some clarification on this. Was Jack making a formal motion for the procedure during the open agenda process? I really don't understand the open agenda process.
Okay. The open agenda process is that we go over the topics. We decide or try to decide which ones can be done with hardly any interruption.
Good, let's do that then.
I'm sorry, does that require a formal motion and a second?
No, I don't think he was making a motion. I think he was offering a suggestion as to one of the ones, topics that shouldn't have any interruption. Okay, so we're clear on that. We have a second to taking up number 10. Do we have another suggestion for another subject to be taken up before number 10?
Well, not before, but I would like to very quickly get to the endorsement of the Mount Pleasant Main Street grant.
Okay. So do we have any disagreement to taking up number 10 first, and then, Dave, do you know offhand what number that one is? Is that... Okay.
Yep.
So we take 10 first and then 7. Is that okay with everyone?
I prefer to reserve 7 perhaps a little bit later in the agenda. I have a number of resolutions that I've been trying to get done, as Oliver pointed out to me, since late 2009.
Thank you so much, Oliver.
Which includes the expenditure tracking, I think is one that I'd really like to take up tonight.
Okay.
I know Greg has some ones that are pretty old in there, too.
Okay. Well, just so that we can move right along, I think we're all in agreement that we can take up number 10 now. Jack, could you read that, please?
Resolved that ANC Wendy agrees that the construction plan at 1814 Park Road Northwest is in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the R4 zoning regulations and zoning maps, and will not tend to affect adversely the use of neighboring properties in accordance with the zoning regulations and zoning maps.
Second.
I second.
We have a second discussion. Seeing none, all those, are we ready for the vote?
I was just wondering if there's any presentation or any drawings we can review.
I can show you the photographs of the location and describe to you what is proposed. This is the current parking pad, and Mike Sims wants to build a garage here with a fence, with a deck up on top and some fence work. And the principal criterion here is whether this is acceptable to the neighbors. And the neighbors on both sides have agreed that they are okay with this project.
This is a zoning variance?
It's a special exception, and this is why I refer to those, I include a specific text. The special exception requires that the use be consistent with the zoning regulations, and clearly a garage is, and secondly, that the immediate neighbors not be adversely affected, and they've agreed that they were not going to be adversely affected. That's all that's required for special exception as opposed to a zoning variance.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we're doing this, to the letter. What is the exception that we are accepting? What is the rule?
It's a small exceeding of the lot coverage.
Okay. Oliver?
Do we have some of the neighbors here at this forest here?
Not yet. Mike has submitted letters from both neighbors endorsing the project. We have it in writing that both neighbors are in accordance with this project.
I think maybe some commissioners might have been absent when they came to the commission. Do we have further discussion? Can we take the vote now? All those in favor? 6-0, it passes.
Thank you.
Okay. So Phil doesn't want to go to 7, so do we have another suggestion to take up, or are we just going to go to the top of the list, commissioners?
Well, I'd like to go to number 4.
But I didn't recognize you. I didn't know you talking over there. Okay. Any other suggestions?
Well, okay. we have a good number of people here that are interested in the issue about Heidi's outdoor cafe and the and volunteer.
So, what is your suggestion, Commissioner?
I suggest that we go to the. To the several resolutions that deal with Heidi's applications to change her some of her designations.
Okay. Yeah. Does any other commissioners have any input on which one you want to go to?
I would endorse Greg's recommendation.
Which recommendation? Which resolution are you guys talking about?
Let me propose. Rather than dealing with the specific resolutions, which I noted in an email were premature because we have not had time to study these in detail, that we consider instead a general endorsement of sidewalk cafes in Mount Pleasant. This seems to be the critical assurance that Haiti and Mario would like to have at this time, if I understand correctly from Greg.
I would, they had asked me to, and supplied me with drawings. Unfortunately, they came somewhat late, but which I've distributed. May I ask the commission to allow them to say what do they need and why?
Okay,
yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Jack just said something. So how do we go over what he said and address something else? He was saying that he wanted to present a resolution that just says outside cafes in general. Y'all can't go past that and do something else.
Thank you.
Well, he didn't make a motion. He just said he'd like to do it.
At this point, it's just simply discussion of what we want to take up. That's correct. And the chair has to decide what the sense of the commission is. Good luck on that.
And it would be good to have the principals say whether or not that would suffice.
And we can go to that. That's fine. I just didn't want to shoot right past what Jack was saying. We can go to them because I have a question. I want to know what the spacing is from where the outside cafe is going to be opposed to where the bus stop is. Am I correct in assuming that's where you're putting the outside seating? The commission is given permission to go back to the audience.
Sorry, if I may, I'd like to make a motion that we temporarily suspend the rules for informal discussion so that we can go through these. I know Greg has several resolutions that I haven't seen yet that he was asking to bring up. And I know Jack just mentioned a competing one. So perhaps if we suspended the rules for a few minutes and talked informally, we could get through this quickly.
Okay. Maybe it's me. But could the commissioners please keep up with where we are? We just had somebody suggest that we go to the owners of Heinie's to find out, get their input on the outside cafe. Now you want to go to suspending the... I'm not even sure what you just said, but... Come on, guys. Stick with one thing at a time here.
May I?
Greg.
One way to handle this is a motion that we have no more than 10 minutes of informal discussion on the topic of Heidi's applications for a fire exit and for a sidewalk cafe and for a license extension so that they can serve alcohol on that sidewalk cafe.
I would suggest that as an amendment to my motion for suspending the rules and discussing this. Is that a second?
If you accept my friendly amendment, you got my second.
Dave, thank you for waiting to be recognized.
I would agree if we start with Haiti.
Okay. We're waiting for you all.
Okay. Could I ask one piece, which is that we see what the resolutions look like. So
yeah, I think we need a resolution to know what we're talking about.
Well, I just thought y'all wanted to get the input. Maybe I need to turn the chairing back over to you.
No, you're doing fine, Jeremy. We're just giving you a real hard time. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are. Really giving me a hard time tonight. You keep jumping back and forth. Now, if we're asking them to present to us what they're saying, now why are we going backwards to say, let's look at the resolution to see what we're talking about? Kind of making me look crazy when I'm telling them to come on and speak and then y'all...
Yeah. But let me propose a way to handle this, which I think will satisfy everyone. Let's have the resolution brought to the table, the Haiti's outdoor cafe, etc. Then have and invite Haiti and Mario to tell us about it. But then I am going to move these be tabled because we do not have enough information to judge these issues, and there is no hurry. There's no need for us to do them right now. But we could formally begin with one of the request resolutions.
Okay. I asked permission to read all three.
just the, not the whole all why, but just the body of them, so that everybody could understand what the topic is under discussion is, just so there would be concreteness. Stormy, you have a hand over there.
Phil.
I think that we need a wider range of discussion, and I believe I have a motion on the floor and a second to suspend the rules for 10 minutes and have open discussion about all the resolutions that have been offered in regard to Hades.
We have already gone past that. That's why I went to them. Are we going to get the resolutions read and then go back to them?
That could be part of the informal discussion, if you'd accept that.
Whatever you guys want to do.
Okay. Read away.
My eyes are bad. Would Phil, would you do the honors of just reading just the resolution, not the why, the three?
Okay. Number 15. ANC 1D advises the DC Public Space Committee to approve the application of Hades Restaurant to open an outdoor extension of their restaurant. Liquor license for Hades Outdoor Extension. ANC 1D advises the DC Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to approve the... I would be happy to accommodate. I'm sorry, I don't know where our laser pointers are, but I'm on number 16, right at the top. ANC 1D advises the DC Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to approve the application of Hades Restaurant to open an outdoor extension of their restaurant with a license to serve in this additional area.
And 17.
I haven't moved it at all. I think we can understand that.
She can't.
You could roll it back.
So
she's not listening to what I'm reading. She's reading it, which is fine. It's totally fine. I understand. So go ahead.
If you could, those lowers would help.
Okay.
But if you want, I can read it. But whichever one works.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Perhaps you can just go slower on that.
I'll try to do both. Okay, we can jump to 17. Okay, so ANC 1D advises the DC Department of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs that ANC 1D has no objection to and indeed supports the plan by Hades Restaurant for a second fire exit through the current second door on the north side of the property. Next, 1D advises DCRA to consider that this addition satisfies all fire exit safety requirements. Further, 1D advises DCRA to approve the proposal for higher capacity.
That's it. Those are the three.
So I think at this time, if you all could explain why you need these things and when you need them and what the issues are for us.
I want to start. I can throw this out.
You must use a microphone.
Okay.
Okay. The deadline for that is at 26, which is next Wednesday, and we the investigator she needs the paper as soon as possible. And which is the other question? Why I need it?
I think there are three issues that I think have been that have come up here. One is a resolution supporting the application for the outside seating to the Public Space Committee, which, if I understand it, is part of DDOT. Is that correct? The second one is a notice to the Alcoholic Beverage Regulatory Authority that we are agreeing to a stipulated license for an outdoor garden seating capacity. So I think we need to revise that a little bit just to make it conform with ABC regulations. And then this last one, forgive me if I've missed one, is this issue about the fire exit. And while I've talked about this generally with people, I'm not quite sure where the ANC weighs in on this and how we're helping you in that way. So I'm open to hearing that.
Briefly, the DCRA must give great weight to ANC advice on the issuing of permits. It's one of the stipulated parts of the ANC law.
But typically, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we're giving great weight to applications that have been put in.
We can advise them ahead of time because it will then speed the process along. If we know of the application for a permit, then we can recommend the acceptance of it and thereby shorten the sometimes 2 months of delay from the point of submitting an application to the issuance of the permit. And sometimes it can be 3 to 4 months, in fact.
Jack?
I think that illustrates why this is completely premature. We haven't seen any plans. We haven't seen these resolutions before today. We've got to study the layout at IDES, how much space there is on the sidewalk, et cetera, where this second fire exit will be, before we can offer any well thought out advice.
The plans were sent.
By Darren Gregg. I don't think there's going to be any hastening of the bureaucratic process by our attempting to offer advice before we've even got notification of an application. So I would move at this time that these resolutions be postponed until the next meeting.
Are we getting a second? Guess not. Somebody else have a suggestion?
I'm sorry. I know you said that we moved past this, but I thought we all agreed that this was an informal discussion period. I don't think now is the time to make motions.
I agree.
It was supposed to be an informal discussion period so we could hear from the owners. The only discussion I heard was between you and Greg. Y'all are a bit much tonight. You're not even following what you say. And then you guys are speaking. I was asked to chair. I've counted 4 times y'all just went on and had discussion, and I didn't recognize either one of you. I'm not going to be sitting in a meeting that has no organization. You're asking people for their input and stuff, and you don't even get it from them. Greg?
I would like for the commission to hear from the proprietors of Heidi's restaurant.
Okay, I'm allowed to talk now? Okay. We already got the permit. We already have the drawings. I submit a copy to Greg. I have another copy at Hades if you want to review. We need this by the 26th, which is next Wednesday. But we have to submit this resolution as soon as possible to the investigator. But we get a permit already approved.
Okay.
You have any other question I can answer?
My problem with this is I'm in agreement that we can't, well, for me, I can't make a decision on something I've never seen. I don't know what the details are or anything else. I respect the fact that you have a date of next week that you need this. Then this should have gotten to us before now. And, Greg, you know, you knew that we hadn't seen this before tonight. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I give the plans yesterday to Greg because they just approved it on yesterday. In the morning, 9 o'clock, they approved it, and I submitted to Greg yesterday.
Well, at the least, I don't know about the rest of the commissioners, but I would have liked to have seen something in front of me, something giving me some kind of general idea. And working with this commission as long as I have, I know we don't make decisions in the blind. That's like writing a blank check. Oliver?
Yeah, I think since she has deadline on the 26th and we have the issue in front of us, I suggest that we deal with it and just go ahead.
Greg?
Jack, do you have the attachments I sent out with the email with these resolutions? Jack, do you have the attachments with the plans that I sent out with these resolutions?
There were no attachments to those emails.
Dave?
Well, that's interesting. I got an email with all the attachments, and I reviewed them just before coming to this meeting, and I'm prepared to approve.
When was this email sent out? Today at what time?
About 5.
That's why I didn't see it. Jack?
I think there's a misunderstanding here because the first step in any sidewalk cafe is getting a public space permit. A public space permit application has to go before the public space committee, which doesn't meet until a week from Thursday. I do not believe that any of these issues are coming up on the ABRA hearing, the ABC board hearing, on the 26th. The only issue at that time will be the nightclub license. All this has nothing to do with the nightclub license. So I think there's a serious misunderstanding about when these things have to be dealt with.
Greg?
It's my experience that calls to ABRA about what they're going to do and when they're going to do is frequently misleading. And so I would not risk the licenses and progress of Heidi's restaurant based upon an often unreliable source.
Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Mario. I'm the owner for Heidi's. We come to the ANC tonight, and I will beg the ANC to at least adopt one of the resolutions, the door, because it's very important for us. You may want to take the other ones another day, but it's very important that you take the door, the exit, before the 26th, because we need to submit those papers to prove them that we have an option, an extra exit for the restaurant. So please, if you could just take at least that one, we'll be grateful to you. Thank you.
Okay. Commission want to take up the issue of the door? Greg?
Let me corroborate, and I was told by the inspector that unless we have that one essentially in hand, that the board could very likely deny all their alcohol licenses as soon as it comes to their attention.
Phil?
Thank you. I want to be clear about this. In order for them to get dinged on this by ABRA, it would have to occur by an inspection. An ABRA inspector would have to come down and take notice of the fact that for some reason at this time they don't have a compliant second means of egress. Is that my understanding?
It's
Greg?
I heard from the inspector that she's likely to include that in her report and that it will come to the attention of the ABC board next Wednesday.
Okay. Does the commission agree to address the issue about the second egress? Anybody object to that? No objections. Can we vote on that? Does that specifically need to be read again?
Well, yes. If you're going to take it up formally now instead of informally, let's read it, second it, and take the vote. Can you do that?
Okay. Are we back to informal now?
Formal.
Formal now, yes. Okay. So, you're going to read the resolution,
Phil,
please.
Would you do me the honor?
I'd be happy to. Great. ANC 1D advises the D.C. Department of Consumer and Regulatory. Can I get a Y? Right there. Regulatory Affairs that 1D has no objection to and indeed supports the plan by Hades Restaurant for a second fire exit through the current second door on the north side of the property.
Can I get a second? All those, discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor? We have Tonda Lepanto, Bosserman Scott, and Ed was voting yes. Commissioner McKay?
No.
Votes
no.
It passes. Dave?
I think we might consider looking at Jack's new resolution that is a generic approval of cafe spaces.
I agree. Are you putting that in the form of a resolution or motion or whichever, Jack?
I'd be happy to read it. ANC 1D agrees that sidewalk cafes are beneficial to Mount Pleasant, enhancing the atmosphere, attractiveness, and safety of the street, and advises Mount Pleasant restaurant owners that they can be confident in support from the ANC for the necessary permits.
Can I get a second? Okay, discussion. Phil?
Thank you. So I know each week we have to practically vote for each check that we do. I'm kind of, is this an internal resolution or is this? Okay, so advice to the business community and to
exactly,
the commission.
Exactly.
And so it would be some unusual thing if the ANC were to decline and this is establishing that we would decline a sidewalk, a series of sidewalk permits, because really it's two, right? It's one to DC or one to DDOT and one to ABRA.
Yes, this is an informal statement that we are inclined to favor all such applications. It certainly leaves open the possibility of opposing one should there be a problem with it. We're not committed, but it just assures restaurant owners that they're going to get a friendly hearing from this ANC.
Greg?
Perhaps, Jack, you would accept a friendly amendment that we also address it to DCRA and public space, that unless they hear from us to the contrary, we endorse all applications.
Did we not just say that this was internal, Jack?
I think it has to stay informal. I'm not going to send anything like this to an agency as sort of a vague blank check for the future.
Further discussion? No further discussion. We're ready for the vote. All those in favor? We have Commissioner McKay, Tonda, Lepanto, Bosserman, and Scott voting yes. Commissioner Edwards votes?
I abstain.
All right. Well, it passes. Okay, it's 7 minutes after the hour of 8. We should be able to get at least two more things done. Phil?
I'd like to take up Greg's resolution authorizing support for an outdoor cafe at Hades Restaurant to DDOT, or the Public Space Committee.
Thank you.
Is that a second?
Yes.
Okay. Discussion? Seeing none, we're ready for the vote. All those in favor?
Whoa. You're racing way ahead of your secretary here.
I'm sorry.
Let me make sure that I've got the correct resolution here. This is number 15. Is it right?
Yes, that's the one I have.
Number 15. Okay.
No, I apologize. It needs to be read again.
Okay, if I may, ANC1D advises the D.C. Public Space Committee to approve the application of Hades Restaurant to open an outdoor extension of their restaurant.
And we have a second.
Can we have some order, please?
Do we have a second? Okay. Discussion? Jack?
We haven't seen the plans. There are issues about the location of the bus shelter. There are minimum dimensions, minimum spaces required from the bus shelter. This was a big problem when we laid out the sidewalk cafe for Don Juan's. I would like to have an opportunity to review this before voting in support of such a resolution. We don't know enough at this time.
Further discussion? Greg.
I'm sorry that the attachments did not reach Jack. I believe that if we pass this resolution, well then it's unlikely that the Public Space Committee will simply take this and roll over. I've been, as Jack has, to many of the meetings, and this at least gives us the backing, and there will probably be a few adjustments later on. But I think that we can safely do this and believe that it will help move the thing along for the benefit of everyone.
Phil?
I agree with Jack that and even my colleague Greg that typically it would be much better to have these types of plans and drawings in electronic format, I believe, at least 2 weeks in advance was what Greg told the gentleman from Park Road. In this instance, I'm inclined to act first without aiming, mainly for the reason that there are multiple layers of bureaucracy that will take an eye to this. And we need to remember that the ANC is about advice and not so much checking other agencies' work, although I know that this commission has done that to the past to great benefit to the neighborhood. So I'm torn on this. So I'm eager to hear other discussion from other commissioners.
Well, I think myself and Jack and Greg have expressed themselves. Dave and Oliver, I think you're the only guys haven't weighed in. Dave?
Well, it comes to mind that the bus shelter, of course, is in front of the liquor store. And there's 10, 15 feet between it and the beginning of Hades.
Okay, Oliver?
Yeah, that's what I actually wanted to say, because if you look at the bus stop, it's further away from the Hades, so it shouldn't be an issue with the bus stop, right?
Okay. Jack?
Let me point out that we have to be explicit about this. There is a minimum distance to a bus shelter that's required, and as I recall, it's 12 feet. This was a problem at Don Juan's, and we were able to squeeze the sidewalk cafe in, but he had to mark off a radius from that bus shelter. I would like to know where that radius will be in the case of Hades. And I say again, I cannot believe that this is going to be on the Public Space Committee agenda a week from Thursday. The D.C. government doesn't move that fast. We've gotten no notification of any such application. I think it's entirely unnecessary for us to move forward at this time.
Greg?
I intend to try to enlist the good offices of Councilmember Graham to urge that this be taken up quickly.
Phil?
Why do we have to rush through this?
Greg, you already gave a long thing about that. Please don't make this too long. And we've got to move on. This is the last response I want to hear of discussion. You guys, you keep going over and over and over. We got to move along. Greg?
Because there are forces in the neighborhood that I understand are trying to oppose this and use it as a bargaining chip to force Heidi's restaurant to accept a tavern license.
And so then that puts pressure on us to rush something. That's not fair either. Not unless we recognize you, not unless the commission wants to do that. Would the commission like to? Jack?
I would like to move at this time that this resolution be tabled until the next business meeting.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, discussion on tabling. All those in favor of tabling to the next meeting? Okay, we have McKay, Lepanto, and Scott voting to table. And Tunda, Bosserman, and Edwards voting not to table. Oh my gosh, my gosh, y'all are working me overtime tonight. Okay. All right, the commission wants to hear from you.
I just wanted to comment that as a transportation planner for Ward 1, I normally receive these applications and make the recommendation whether we support or oppose the outdoor cafe, and I haven't received it. So to me, that says that it will not be on the Public Space Committee agenda for Thursday, the day after tomorrow. I haven't received the paperwork. I don't know if the ANC has. So, normally it takes 1 or 2 months to go to the committee that reviews it. So I just wanted to, point that out. I don't know if it helps or not.
Great.
I included in my distribution a copy of the application, and I believe that it was made some time ago.
Okay. So, on the basis of what you've heard now, we've taken another vote. Oh, my Lord, I don't forget what we're voting on. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Do we need to read it again? Oh, good. Okay. All those in favor of the resolution? Tunda, Bosserman, and Edwards voting for. All those against the resolution at this time. McKay and Scott voting no, and Commissioner Lepanto?
I abstain.
Abstains. It passes. So nice of you. Okay, where are we going to now?
I would like to suggest, if I may, my amendment or potential replacement for Lepanto's original resolution on a contract to Juan Carlos Ruiz for $1,000.
What? And why are we addressing all of your resolutions? We haven't...
I would prefer that we address... number 4.
We've got to spread this thing around. Whose resolution is that?
And the reason for, if I may, the suggestion that we go to that is that he hopes to start planning immediately, and it could affect the success of his kickoff of his series.
I always have a strong reason. What number is that?
Jack, do you have the...
Which one are you referring to? Which one?
It's the my friendly amendment to Phil Lepanto's support for...
The Latino Family Day.
Yes.
Number 11th.
Well, I sent a replacement.
I know you did. I've got it.
Okay.
It's up to the chair, I guess, which one we're going to do, right?
It's up to the commission as a whole. Nobody objects. I guess we're at number 11. Okay, Phil, want to read it?
Or would you accept immediately my friendly amendment change?
Yeah, I'd like to read it first.
Okay.
So my resolution says ANC 1D authorizes support of up to $200 per month between May 1, 2010 and November 31, 2010 for establishing a pilot Latino Family Day program on the second Saturday of each month in Lamont Park. These funds can support professional reimbursements or the rental of temporary facilities. Invoices and original receipts must be provided to the ANC 1D treasurer before checks will be issued. Greg is indicating that he is offering the following as a friendly amendment.
Well, excuse me. Don't we have to get a second on this resolution? Okay. Now we're on discussion, and Greg has offered a friendly amendment, and the friendly amendment is...
Resolve. ANC, as I assume as a friendly amendment, you're saying it's a complete replacement. ANC 1D authorizes the expenditure of up to $1,000 for a contract with Juan Carlos Ruiz to purchase tables, chairs, an amplifier PA system, and tents to support Mount Pleasant groups in educational programs and invite participation and exposition of the differing cultures and discourse on the differing perspectives on issues here. 1D asks the Department of Parks and Recreation to cut out its fees, and along with 1D, co-sponsor this series during 2010. No more than $200 may be spent on help in set up striking facilities, and no more than $300 on DPR fees. No funds will be advanced without receipts that 1D's secretary deems acceptable to the DC auditor. All funds must be expended by the end of 2010.
Do you accept that as a friendly amendment?
I don't think so. It's difficult for me to react to this. This is very different from the conversation that I had with Juan Carlos this afternoon when he asked me if I would be willing to amend my resolution in support of $1,000 for a tent and some tables. And I'd really like to, before I accept this as a friendly amendment, I'd like to hear from the treasurer in terms of what this would mean and how, if we are purchasing equipment, what is the disposition of that equipment, how is it managed, those types of things.
Yeah, I'm afraid that purchasing equipment for another organization would be problematical.
And I don't think that we can do that. Greg?
Actually, I researched that and with Gottlieb Simon, and he found an Office of Attorney General report where a projector was bought and some other facilities. And the idea is that if this is going to be used for educational purposes and for participatory purposes, and it's offered to qualified other nonprofits in the area, well, then it is okay.
And who gains possession of this, and where does it stay?
it would be in the, I think, in the possession of the Latino Association or the Latino Federation.
Any other questions, input, Phil?
I think that's definitely the rub of my concern here is how is this structured? I think I would be the other thing that I want to get into with in terms of questioning you about the friendly amendment. It looks like to me, very cursorily doing this, that we're talking about $1,500 here as opposed to $1,000. Is that correct?
No, it's $1,000.
Okay, and then you're putting a budget within that for BPR not, fees and...
Not to exceed within that, but it doesn't specify that this money must be spent on that. And one of the principal differences between the two is to observe that it's better if the money is given up front so he can buy the equipment. I recently checked into the price of rentals of tents and chairs and the like, and they're more than half of the purchase price. Furthermore, I got from Juan Carlos a promise that he has changed his approach and that he wants to support all groups, including all the groups in Mount Pleasant, to put on a diverse set of programs.
Any further discussion? Oliver?
In my understanding, there are a number of Latino organizations within Mount Pleasant. I wonder why Juan Carlos should be the lead person in purchasing this equipment.
Oh, I know you got an answer to that, Greg.
Well, I've tried to approach some others, and if, for example, Judy Diaz were here and could say that her associate, I think, is here, that could say that they would be the fiscal agent for this as a 501c3. I would suggest we change it to that, and that they would work with Juan Carlos and other groups to use this equipment for the purposes stated.
Did that answer your question, Oliver? Did that answer your question?
Yes. Yeah.
Dave, you have a comment? Jack?
Yeah, I'm afraid this comes very close to being a grant. Now, what we've done in the past is have the ANC be a participant in an event, and the ANC can purchase, pay for things for that event. In this case, what we are doing is, in effect, giving this Latino organization up to $1,000 to purchase things which they will keep for themselves. This is very close to being a grant, and if it's a grant, then it opens up a whole new category of legal requirements, as well as violating our bylaws. I would not support this.
I'd like to know, okay, if the ANC is going to give funds to purchase these items, why can't they simply be purchased if the ANC wanted to purchase them and they be used? Why do they have to be specifically designated there? Greg?
I accept those ideas as friendly amendments, and and it is not a grant. In fact, for similar purposes, Gottlieb Simon recommended that we turn some of our grants that had this kind of approach of buying equipment that could be used by others into a contract, because he said that that would be legally the far easier way to do it, and it is common. But if the Consejo would accept stewardship of the equipment for this as a nonprofit and promise to work with the Latino Association and other groups, I think, and we could buy the equipment for the ANC and allow them to to hold it and to work with it.
Okay. Jack.
The issue on the table at this point is the original resolution, because Greg's friendly amendment has not been accepted. I'm inclined to support the resolution as it is originally phrased. If it is to be modified, then Bill can offer modifications as he chooses. If Greg wants to propose his version, it can be offered as a formal amendment to be voted on by the commission.
I just have one little thing about it. My whole thing is the Latino Family Day. And if it's going to be used for everybody, I don't know why it's being specifically stated to Latino Family Day. Greg, we're going to close this.
I agree with your point, and I've raised that with Juan Carlos, and he told me that he had hoped to be much more general with this. And so I would like to ask, before I propose a revised version of this, accepting the ideas that Jack and Stormy have suggested, may I ask the commission, may I plead with the commission to allow the representative from the Consejo to say whether they would accept stewardship of the ANC's equipment in this case and use it as in the way that we've discussed?
Just my personal input on that right now is no. I want to vote on this resolution as it states so we can get that done. And if the commission, the other commissioners want to address that.
Yes or no?
It's fine.
Okay.
I'd be happy to hear from the neighbors Consejo.
Yo estoy representando la Asociación Latina de Mount Pleasant.
I'm representing the Mount Pleasant Latino Association.
Quería responderle a la señora comisionada.
I wanted to answer to the commissioner about why.
¿Por qué Latino Family Day? Nosotros comenzamos con el primer el día de la familia latina.
Okay. I wanted to answer why Latino Family Day. We started out with the first Family Day.
Pero ahora nos queremos extender y abrir más y a otras etnias y otras culturas más.
Now we want to extend to other cultures and extend ourselves.
Y de esta forma, pues, para que toda la gente venga acá a Mount Pleasant y a venir a los negocios, conozcan los negocios y para que haya más prosperidad en todo.
This way we can have all the businesses open for everyone and to open the area up for all the businesses in the Mount Pleasant area.
Y también dar oportunidad a todas las organizaciones de acá de Mount Pleasant y también a los dueños de negocio para tener todas estas mesas y tents para poderlas ocupar.
And that way we can open up all of the Mount Pleasant area and we can have for open up for the tents and for the other organizations, for everyone.
Y cada evento que exista acá en Mount Pleasant.
And for all the events that are going to exist in Mount Pleasant.
Y déjame decirles a los comisionados que Latino Association de Mount Pleasant.
And let me say to all of the commissioners at Latino Association of Mount Pleasant.
Nosotros estamos bajo la Federación Latina. Ellos son como nuestra sombrilla.
We're with the Latino Federation and they're like our umbrella.
Son como los, como dijo uno de ellos, la agencia fiscal de nosotros.
They are like our monetary agent, our fiscal agent.
¿Tienen alguna otra pregunta?
Do you have any other questions?
Yes, I'd like for you to please answer the question that Commissioner Edwards said that...
As the interpreter, hold up, I need to interpret for everyone.
Okay. I don't even know what I was going to say, it's okay. Didn't we just hear from her?
¿Se me escucha? I know. My answer is going to be very quick. Now, you asked me if we can store that in Neighbors Consejo, right? Well, I cannot make the decision. I can go to my boss and I can ask her. And I can come back to you with that answer. I mean, in our building at 3149, we have a place we can store the stuff too. And it's a co-op. So I don't...
You got it.
Thank you.
Would you like to share the rest of the meeting?
No. But I will if you.
No, but I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix it because it's not. We say one thing and then another thing gets done. This is going to be done in order. I can walk away. I don't have to do it. I'm not getting paid.
I did not know that someone else was going to answer. So my main point is that the purchasing is much cheaper than rental for this kind of equipment.
Okay, but we're supposed to be addressing this resolution right here. Your friendly amendment was not accepted. Can we please vote on this resolution?
Yes.
If Greg wants to offer his amendment as a formal amendment, he is free to do that, and then we can vote on that. And then after that, we can go back and vote on the main motion.
Dave.
Thank you. Are you the parliamentarian? I'm sure Greg knows all about that.
Yes, I do, but I'm trying to also operate somewhat informally as collegially with the other commissioners. So after Phil, I would like to offer my amendment.
Phil?
Yeah, I don't feel like I did reject the friendly amendment. I feel like the conversation has flowed a little bit here informally, which I think is a great thing. It sounds like you've wanted to adjust your friendly amendment a bit. Am I incorrect?
Oh, I want to adopt all the good ideas that have come up in this discussion, which is that we give the money up front, but the commission buys the equipment, that we find a home for it in Mount Pleasant, that the fiscal agent could be the Federation of Latino Associations to handle the financial work, and that that one of the two, the co-op or the Consejo, be the steward of the equipment. And I'm also willing to wipe out the other elements that I suggested on limits on fees and so on. I do think there should be a limit on the amount of wage payments, so that the bulk of the money could go into equipment that will serve Mount Pleasant for a very long time and for many people. So I would like to wipe that out as well, so that the intent is to go just to buy the equipment so that we can have a more vibrant use of Lamont Park.
I think Juan Carlos often gives me a hard time for a phrase that I uttered early in our relationship with the ANC1D's relationship with Juan Carlos, in that I support him, but I'm not going to vote with him. We worked this out a couple months ago. He called me this afternoon. We talked about it. In general, I very much support the idea of trying to assist the Latino Day or the Latino community in general do programming outdoors, and that was what my understanding was. And I think I've just gotten to the point now where I'm there are a lot of moving parts here that I think we need to get settled on, and I'd like to get a discussion with all the players involved. So I'd like Juan Carlos to be here. I'd like a representative of whoever would be asking his fiscal agent. I'd like to get a hard answer from Neighbors Consejo. So at this time, if we're still talking about the amendment, I don't accept the friendly amendment. And I guess I've moved to table my own resolution.
I second that motion. And perhaps if they have a date that is coming up that they need the equipment, we could do it as a time-critical item on the first Tuesday of June. Then it would be simple if we've got the discussion done.
Excuse me, let me try to sort through what's going on here. I believe Phil has just moved to table his own resolution until the next meeting. Is that correct?
Is that even possible? I mean, yes, that's what I'd like to do.
Surely, why not? And I will second that motion.
All those in favor of it being tabled? 6-0. It's tabled. 9:38. What do you want to address next, commissioners?
I would like to address 12. Terminate MPNA voluntary agreements.
I would still like to do number 4, like I've been asking for all night.
So we have 2 ideas.
Okay, I vote to do 4.
Resolved, ANC 1D directs the Treasurer that any budgetary directive contained in the resolutions passed within the last 36 months will become null and void on December 31st, 2009. This will make it easier to forecast and track expenditures related to budgets. I note that this was offered in October of 2009, but I think the date should really stand. I think if we can just say that anything that we need to authorize in terms of expenditure that had been previously authorized in 2009 needs to be reauthorized in 2010. That's what I'm going for here. If any of the commissioners feel that that I'm missing that mark, I'd appreciate a friendly amendment.
Second. Discussion. No discussion. You ready for the vote? Craig.
Offer a friendly amendment to be instead of 2009, 2010.
We haven't gotten to 2010 yet.
It is, in fact, this year is 2010.
But December 31st, 2010, we haven't gotten there yet. I'm saying anything that we passed in before December 31st, 2009, we have to reauthorize.
But if I could, what you're saying is that they are null and void now.
Yes.
We could rephrase this to say that. Rather than stating the future tense will become void at a date which is 5 months ago.
It'll work as written. We don't have a lot of time.
No, I'm fine with that. If you want to add the word now, that's fine.
That means that the library study and a number of other things that we have done will be scrubbed.
When was that study authorized?
Isn't this talking about expenditures?
Am I misunderstanding this, that it is the annual budget that it's scrubbed?
Any budgetary directive contained in resolution.
For example, I was hoping to get business cards like you did, and that
that is a budget line item that would be scrubbed.
I'm sorry, did we pass a resolution regarding business cards prior to December 31st, 2009?
Yes.
Then we would have to reauthorize it in 2010.
Another point of confusion. Passed within the last 36 months includes last month. Do you really want this to apply to everything that we've done this year?
No, I'm happy to adjust the phrasing on the 36 months to... Yes, that's fine.
I'd like to make an amendment. I'll move an amendment, which is that we ask... we table this with a request to the Secretary with the Treasurer to report on what the impacts would be, because we don't know what all the impacts of this might be.
I don't accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay.
But speaking as the Treasurer, I think that's a good idea.
So you second my motion?
I second your motion, yes.
Okay. Discussion on the motion? No discussion. All those in favor?
I'm sorry. Let's be clear. Okay, the motion is to table this until the Treasurer has had an opportunity to review the consequences of the resolution.
And report on them.
That's the motion. All those in favor? Edward Scott and McKay voting yes. Tunda, Lepanto, and Bossaman voting no. Oh, excuse me. Tunda and Lepanto voting no. And Commissioner Bossaman?
No.
No.
I note that this does not preclude the Secretary or the Treasurer from giving us a report of what impacts would be made and then offering those to be reauthorized in our next business meeting.
And then you'll bring the resolution back?
No. Yeah, we could resolve to spend the money again, but we have to make that decision in a timely way this year. So seeing that we've had a motion to table that's failed, I call for a vote.
Okay, what are we exactly voting on at this point?
The original
resolution. Okay, we don't need any discussion further on this?
My discussion is only that I will vote to oppose this because I would like to know the consequences and to have a chance to discuss what the consequences are.
Okay. All those in favor of the resolution as it stands? Tunda, Lepanto, and Bossaman. Voting to accept it. All those opposed? McKay, Edwards, and Scott. Oh, it fails. Okay.
One last piece on this is the Deauville.
Okay, are all commissioners in favor for going to number 9, which is the raising the Deauville facade? Any other suggestions? No? Okay.
I had also suggested the other things I'd like to see is the support for preparation for the a discussion of the press of the encounters.
You only got time for one more, Greg, for real, not unless they're going to be quick ones. All of these, to me, require discussion. And it's 4:15, so you're not going to get but one more in. So is it going to be the raising of the Deauville?
I think that can be delayed for next time, but the business support so we can have information about this in time for future discussions, I think is important. What do you say, Jack? Which is your preference? Let me mention...
All commissioners, do you have another choice?
I agree that the raising of the Deauville facade can wait. It's not a pressing issue.
Of these, then, it seems to me that we should start to prepare for the discussions that are coming up on the small area plan and because I hear there are a lot of objections and I'd like to get them written down and let's see if we can get some answers. So, I suggest for the one remaining item, the 13th, number 13.
And I want to know, are we ever going to get to the situation about the website, too?
Jack and I have a proposal.
You remove the...
Okay.
It will be the next meeting?
So...
Okay.
All right, good night. Okay, now where do we say we're going, commissioners? 13?
I'd prefer to adjourn rather than pick up 13 or 14.
Yeah, I think either 13 or 14.
I prefer 13. I prefer 13 so we can inform our discussion in the next month.
If we're going to insist on taking up another resolution, I'd like to clear off the books of some of these things that have been on here for a long time.
I argue that this is a critical piece since it has to do with the next month's discussion.
Well, we're going to be in discussion how are we making a decision on a resolution.
Well, Jack and I have said that that's the direction that we'd like to go. And I also discussed this with Oliver, and the other day at least, he seemed to...
Okay, we're wasting time. Commissioners, how many of us want to address 13? Okay, we want to... And how many want to address something else that you haven't brought up, except for Phil was saying you want to get something off the paper that's been on here a long time? Okay, so which specific one?
Well, in the absence of anything else, then Jack and I have both supported 13.
Okay, we're at 13. Let's go.
Jack, would you read it?
Resolved that ANC-1D authorizes the expenditure of up to $1,000 to Rob Waldeck, Esquire, to undertake an investigation of the pros and cons of a pedestrian encounter zone in Bicycle Boulevard or a pedestrian priority zone on Mount Pleasant Street, according to the ANC-1D resolutions of December 2009 and April 2010. The product of this investigation is to be a summary of reasons given by Mount Pleasant Street business owners for supporting or opposing the concept as described in those two ANC-1D resolutions. A written report is to be delivered to ANC-1D by June 30, 2010.
A second.
Okay, discussion. Dave.
Yeah, I have no idea why anyone would think that Rob Waldeck would be suitable for this mission, and I have no idea what it means by the pros and cons of this project. How is he going to investigate a pro and con of this project? This sounds very loosey-goosey and just throwing money away at a friend.
Phil.
Yeah, I also have a number of questions. I don't understand why the report would be delivered June 30th. Why that date in particular, I don't know. And I feel like I've tried to be very close to this issue. I know that there is a date related to the Mount Pleasant Main Street Transportation Enhancement Grant, June 16th. And we need to act on that at our early June meeting or our late June meeting. I thought that the main purpose of this study was to weigh in on that. I don't understand why we need to pay. I don't understand why the pedestrian encounter zone has taken on such urgency, and I don't understand why we need to pay Rob Waldeck to talk to the business association about why they don't like it.
It says business owners.
That's very different from the business association.
Okay, well, can we get an answer to why we would be paying him $1,000 to find the pros and cons, and why specifically Rob Waldeck? Greg?
Rob Waldeck is a trusted, he's not a friend, he's a trusted contractor to the ANC, and he would hire a contractor to actually do the work.
Dave?
I have no idea what this work is. What would this work be?
Jack?
My idea here is to really do a survey of the business owners to find out where they stand on our pedestrian encounter zone. I have heard that there is strong opposition. I don't know how many are strongly opposed, nor do I know why they are opposed. And as far as Rob Waldeck is concerned, he is simply a reliable person to do this sort of work. If you have another choice, that's fine with me. As for the date, it was kind of picked out of the air. Jobs need completion dates, or they wind up being postponed forever. In retrospect, June 30th might have been a little early.
Dave?
Yeah, but as stated, it says nothing about that.
I'd like to know, why is it we couldn't just have another one of those community meetings to get the input from the business owners? Is it that these particular business owners wouldn't come to such a meeting?
If I could, yeah. That is the problem, is that we've got business owners who are so occupied in running their businesses that they don't have time to go to any meetings. And you add in the language difficulties. Some speak Spanish, some speak Vietnamese. It's not easy to get a decent survey of the business owners. That's really what I'm asking for, is a survey of the business owners. Perhaps I could rephrase it to say that.
Then why don't we just say that?
Yeah. Amy. Greg?
I'd also like to for him to try to get some research done about what is the experience and knowledge on the issues that they've raised, so that we try to build upon best practices and research elsewhere.
Oliver?
If we just want to engage Rob to interview the business owners, do we have really to spend this amount of money?
Greg?
It's not cheap to find people that can do this competently, number one. And number two, I think we need to also get more codified information about what is known on their objections, so that it's not just a matter of opinion, but we have better information.
Well, I would like to know that if we did agree to this, is he going to give us an itemized listing of the business owner he talked to, the comments right there for that business owner, the professional opinion or justification to either corroborate or whatever with that specific business owner? Are we going to have a complete listing? Are we going to have a detailed, itemized, hourly situation to show us how this $1,000 is being spent?
I think we're working at a real disadvantage in not having Rob Waldeck here to speak to about this. It's What you have described is pretty much what I have in mind, yes. A complete survey of the business owners along Mount Pleasant Street and a listing of where they stand and why. I have rephrased this responding to Dave's concerns to say the following. To undertake a survey of the business proprietors of Mount Pleasant Street concerning the pedestrian encounter zone and bicycle boulevard or pedestrian priority zone on Mount Pleasant Street as described in the ANC1D resolutions of December 2009 and April 2010.
Phil?
I'd like to offer a friendly amendment of to replace the words Rob Waldeck Esquire to Mount Pleasant Main Street.
I've had my discussions with Main Street, including a rather acrimonious hour with Adam Hoy on Sunday evening. I'm afraid they're not in a position to provide an objective report.
Okay, Oliver.
Since we have only 1 minute to go, I move that we adjourn the meeting and take this resolution next business meeting.
Motion to adjourn is always in order.
Does that mean there's a second?
No, I haven't heard a second.
All those in favor of adjournment and tabling this to the next meeting. Oh, we're going to have a failure here. Jesus. Commissioners Scott, Tundon, LaPonta voting to table and adjourn. Commissioners McKay, Barsaman, and Edwards voting to not. Okay. So now we're back to the resolution, voting on it as it is. It's 9 o'clock.
I know. Jack, would you continue to include the idea that we also use the money to do some research and get answers?
I would certainly vote no on that.
Okay, well, then I withdraw.
All those in favor of the...
Let's be clear, please, about what is being asked here.
Well, I wanted to maintain the research element of it. And David says that he prefers not, and I want to get his vote.
Okay, this is the last part of discussion because we have already tabled to adjourn, Phil.
Well, I don't think that this is a very good resolution, so I'm trying to make it better. I think, you know, Rob Waldeck's picked out of a hat. The date is picked out of a hat. I'd be open to having this bid on by neighborhood groups. Why is Rob Waldeck the favorite son of this ANC to get any work done? You know, Mount Pleasant Main Street isn't trusted. I don't know why. I think they're a great organization. We could pick other organizations. Neighbors Conseho could do it. They could certainly have built-in capacity to do the language barriers that you spoke of. I'm sure there are any number of organizations in the city that might like $1,000. So I'd like to offer another friendly amendment that says... authorize this expenditure of up to $1,000 to groups that compete and that there will be required 2 weeks for the publication of this contract availability.
Oh, this has just been one night. I've been so confused.
I would oppose that.
Okay. Well, not hearing a second.
I move the question.
Wait, okay. Who's second? We got a second. Oliver's second. Okay. Those in favor of what Phil just stated? Commissioner LaPonto and Commissioner Oliver Tunda voting yes. All those opposed? McKay, Blossom, and Scott and Edwards voting no. That fails. I make a motion that we adjourn. Oh, forgot to vote.
Okay.
Oh,
I ask that we call the question.
Okay. All those in favor of the resolution as it reads. Do we need to read it again?
No.
Something's changed? Okay. All those in favor of the resolution. Edward McKay, and my hand is up. I just don't feel like raising it. That's Edwards, Scott, and McKay voting yes. All those opposed? Lepanta and Tunda oppose, and Commissioner Bosserman abstains. All right, that means it passes.
I move adjournment.
Second, all those in favor of adjournment? ANC 1D stands adjourned at 9:03 p.m.
Thank you. please.
I suggest it's not a matter of steamrolling, I'm suggesting it's a matter of rationalism. conversations, the 2 hour more than conversation I had with Sam Rocksmith today, really got down because I tried to deal rationally with each of his points. And he eventually said, well, it's really not rational.
There's no way the intermediary to every neighborhood group that, you know, doesn't agree with you. So I don't agree with you.
Now